Speaker 1. As the president and co-founder of a growing crowdfunding startup, a newlywed and father of a 17-month-old daughter, finding free time is tough. Born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, I grew up spending the vast majority of my recreational time outdoors. To this day, I focus so much better and am entirely more productive when I press pause on work to get out and do something active. I rock climb in the evenings 3 times a week, try to fit in yoga either in the morning or at lunch about 5 days a week, and when I'm not working or traveling, I love to get out on the rivers for an early morning of fly fishing. Speaker 2. Photography has always been something that I've loved and just never quite had the time to pursue. It's just been only recently that I bought a decent camera, took a few classes, and really started putting time into it. The results have been partly on my Instagram, but mainly my dog's, Parker's, that now has almost 15,000 followers and is now quite the celebrity as a dog of Instagram. I'm not one to take life too seriously, but it's a fun side project I enjoy outside of running my own business. Speaker 3. My passion and number one hobby is travel and hiking. I've been to 70 countries so far, and since launching the business, I've hiked to the base camp of Mount Everest, Machu Picchu, the bottom of the Grand Canyon, Zion Narrows River Hike, and others. In all cases, I was never offline for more than about 36 hours, so I was able to keep up with responding to customers. I actually solved some customer support issues at 17,000 feet in Nepal. Speaker 4. When I got my start in private equity, there was the notorious Monday morning meeting, which was the dreadful day when I had to present my investments to the entire firm. It was so nerve-wracking to speak for those few minutes that I decided to do something to eliminate the nervousness. That's how I got into doing stand-up. What went from being a remedy for anxiety led to an incredible passion of mine, getting people to laugh and be happy. Speaker 5. Even though I enjoy every water sport out there from diving to windsurfing, my all-time favorite hobby is paddleboarding. It's a moment when I can enjoy everything that's around me, from dolphins, turtles, and manatees swimming next to me. Paddleboarding allows people to experience the thrill of surfing without having to be an ultra-powerful swimmer. Since it engages large muscle groups, including your abs, lats, and tri-biceps, it's a true full-body workout and is becoming a favorite cross-training activity for skiers, snowboarders, and other athletes. Since you're standing at your full height, you'll enjoy excellent views of everything from sea creatures to what's on the horizon. It's almost like walking on water. Speaker 6. I'm a certified alligator handler and survivalist. As a former stuntman, sometimes I need to get out of the office to recharge. You'll often find me out on a trail for a good long hike, off the grid, or helping with unexpected situations that many shy away from.
Speaker 7. My favorite hobby is kiteboarding. It is by far the coolest sport out there and has all the right ingredients. First of all, it's very high adrenaline. It requires all of your focus, both mentally and physically. You don't have time to think about work at all. You are in the middle of the water, which is a fire pit for cell phones. In short, you are fully consumed by an adrenaline-filled adventure with limits that are only as far as you push them.
Speaker 8. Being Dutch, I grew up learning a lot about sailing, and I would call myself a sailing man. Sailing is all about knowing where you want to go and figuring out how to get there. It's a lot like founding and running a business. You have to navigate through unknown waters, and I've learned it's better to avoid rough waters instead of confronting them. Sometimes you go with the wind, and sometimes you tack against it. Both ways are equally exciting and will bring you to the next level, which is where you want to be. Speaker 9. I started playing Ultimate Frisbee about 5 years ago, mostly because the movement of the disc seemed quite beautiful. It was also good exercise, but there was a benefit I never anticipated. It turns out a lot of software engineers play Ultimate, and we've hired some of our best engineers as a result.
Speaker 10. Being a startup founder involves a lot of stress and hard work. So, having a hobby that demands concentration and thus helps to forget about the ongoing tasks is a must. For me, such a hobby is cake baking. It's very much a kind of meditation when you weigh, pour, mix, feel the aromas. And it's also an extremely rewarding experience to turn a set of formless ingredients into an awesome-looking cake.